What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? So today we're going to talk about Black Lives Matter. Now, y'all know on the news channel, I've been recently talking about Black Lives Matter, and we talked about the $90 million that they picked up during the time of George Floyd. Now, if you remember when Trump got in office and Black Lives Matter literally disappeared off of the face of the earth, everybody was asking, where in the hell is Black Lives Matter? You didn't see no D. Ray McKesson anymore. You didn't see no Netta anymore. I mean, all during the Obama presidency, that's all you saw for about 8 years. When Trump got in there, they disappeared. And they reemerged when George Floyd was killed. Now, Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation got their 501c3 in 2020, and they end up raising $90 million. Now, we covered that the father of Michael Brown, Michael Brown Sr., and other activists in Ferguson was saying, hey, well, where's that money at? I mean, shoot, we need about $20 million to continue this work over here in Ferguson. And they started raising, you know, a lot of red flags for people. Now, people over the years said that, you know, Black Lives Matter, the organization, was problematic in a lot of ways. You remember that a lot of us went to their website and it was totally against the traditional family in the black community. They didn't want the one man, one woman, children relationship. They're all about everything else but that. And they didn't even include black men. But black men is how they make their money. Black men, the deaths of black men, unarmed black men, innocent black men who didn't get a fair trial or to defend themselves at all because the race soldiers killed them. This is how they made their money. And I remember when the brothers and sisters back in Ferguson was first telling me how it started off as what they created in Ferguson. They started the movement. And then all of a sudden you see people like we're going to talk about today, Patrice Cullors and all these other ones come swoop in. Then all of a sudden they said these, you know, liberals come in all of a sudden in Ferguson. And now they took over everything. And this is what black folks got to really realize. How is it that y'all are allowing people who's not even in that struggle to be showing up and taking over things? Malcolm X told y'all a long time ago, when it comes to quote unquote allies, you can be on the sideline. You can give some advice. You can definitely donate the money, use their white privilege for access to things that the black community needs. But you cannot run anything. You cannot be on the board of anything because the nature that's, you know, a lot of them have is they do not want to be underneath the leadership of black people. This whole country has shown them not to be underneath the leadership of black people. So Malcolm X was totally correct on that when he talked about that. Now, with the money, what's really getting people to think right now is Patrice Khan Cullors. Now, we have covered that Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation is part of the Tides Center, which is a left-wing organization that's not black ran, okay? That's them folks running that organization. And the money they received did not go to even the 16 chapters of Black Lives Matter. They was even asking where the money at, right? So we can continue to do the work. We're spending our own money out here to do the work of Black Lives Matter. But when we went through that document on our, you know, news channel, talking about where the money went, where the money reside, it was going to LGBT organizations. Nothing about the struggle. It went to voting campaigns. It went to certain politicians, but nothing would have started off. Now, black folks' issue is, you know, state-sanctioned genocide by the race soldiers and the politicians that support them, like Jim Crow Joe Biden. Because remember, when everybody was talking about during George Floyd that they need to end qualified immunity for these race soldiers, not just Donald Trump, but Biden said the same thing, that no, they should keep their qualified immunity. Understand? He recently said it again. So he wants the race soldiers to be able to get away with state-sanctioned genocide, and all he's going to do is go give some words, say it's wrong, we need the police reform. You can't reform the devil. Okay, The devil cannot be reformed. The devil has to be completely destroyed, and a system got to be put in this place of righteousness and justice to make sure things are done right. You can't reform the devil. You can't reform poop. You can't reform any of that. Okay? Understand that. Now, these people that's connected, these black faces that's connected to Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. And the reason why I keep saying their name, because that's the organization. See, when people in the street talking about Black Lives Matter and they getting in rubber bullets and tear gas and getting arrested, they're not the people getting the money, ladies and gentlemen. They're not. And so much people got to say Black Lives Matter, the movement, is the people that get in the streets. Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation is the ones that finesse the bag. They get the money from the corporations so they can pay off their black faces. But the control of the purse is with the white liberal. Okay. So Patrice Cullors, what has happened and recently, see, Patrice Cullors didn't do it right because she was doing things that a lot of black folks do. You get a little money, you don't know how to hold your money, or you don't know how to do things on the low. Now, she ended up buying four high-end homes for $3.2 million in the U.S. alone. So they talk about, as the protests that broke out across the country in the name of, you know, Black Lives Matter, say the group's co-founder went on a real estate buying binge, snagging four high-end homes in the U.S. alone. Now, Patrice Khan Cullors, she's 37, she eyed a property in the Bahamas. Okay, she bought some in the Bahamas, you know, in the black country. I have no issue with that. And at an ultra-exclusive resort, they say with Justin Timberlake, Tiger Woods, both have homes. They say they also learned luxury apartments and townhouses at a beachfront Albany resort outside of Nassau are priced between $5 million to $20 million, according to a local agent. Now, she describes herself as a Marxist, and I don't know why you're taking the ideology of a Mzungu, but you're supposed to be talking about black people, right? Purchased a $1.4 million home on a secluded road, a short drive from Malibu in Los Angeles, according to a report. Now, the 2,370-square-foot property features soaring ceilings, skylights, and plenty of windows. They say with canyon views. They say the Topanga Canyon Homestead, which includes two houses on a quarter acre, is just one of the three homes Cullors owns in the Los Angeles area, public records show. Now, why does she buy all these homes? What for? I mean, you can only stay in one at a time, right? But it's a fellow activists have been taken aback about the real estate revelations. Okay. Revelations. Sorry. So Hank Newsom is the head of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation to find out how the global network spends its money. If Hank Newsom would, I'm going to send Hank Newsom my video because I show him how they spent the money. Okay. And he would be sickened once he find out where all that money was going. And as, you know, I looked at some of these pictures, I'm like, I don't know why she would spend that much money on anything. Because, you know, listen, I even say this, y'all. I live in Texas. That the home that she has, that one we described, that's too small of a home for me. I can get a huge home, 5,000 to 7,000 square feet easy, maybe even 8,000 square feet for $600,000 to $700,000 in Texas. Some places even $500,000 here in Texas. But yeah, you want to be in California. I don't understand that. I'm like, y'all, like, for black folks, that's not even a state for you anymore. I mean, black folks are trying to run out of that state. That state has been taken over. And I tell black folk, yo, if you're going to do something here in the United States, you need to come where your power lies in the South. Okay? Cost of living is a lot better. You know, you don't have the shenanigans that you have in California. You have so many groups against you in California. Okay? So they said last year, they said Patricia Cullors and her spouse, Janaea Khan, because, you know, in Black Lives Matter, you have to be in that kind of relationship to even get ahead. I'm just beyond with you. I mean, have you ever seen somebody in Black Lives Matter, I mean, that's really prominent, that haven't had some sort of ties to that or really advocates for that? They said they ventured to Georgia to acquire a fourth home, a custom ranch of 3.2 rural acres in Conyers, featuring a private airplane hangar with a studio apartment above it and the use of a 2,500-foot paved grass community runway that can accommodate small airplanes. What this chick need with an airplane? Is she flying black people to anywhere? Like, what the hell is she doing? We ain't heard nothing about Patricia Cullors flew black people anywhere. What does she need with an airplane? And all that. Why? I'm not saying she got one yet, but I'm saying, what does she need with a runway? You know what I'm saying? Now, I say the 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, I say about 30 minutes from Atlanta, has an indoor swimming pool and separate RV shop that can accommodate the repair of a mobile home or a small aircraft, according to the real estate listing. Now, I say the Peace State Retreat was purchased in January 2020 for $415,000, 2 years after the publication of Cullors' best-selling memoir. Now, let me say something about that. Yes, she has a book out. They say she signed a multi-platform deal, not multi-million, but multi-platform deal, Warner Brothers Television Group. We haven't seen anything from her. Now, she got this money from, like, her deals or whatever. Okay, but the thing is, she always talking about the system and white supremacy and what white supremacy is doing, but yet she's making all kind of deals with white supremacy. She's not making deals with black people, right? Now, they say this deal is supposed to help produce content for black voices who have been historically marginalized. See, when you are the black face and the black mouthpiece for white supremacy, you'll get paid. See, we talk about like the Candace Owens of the world and the Larry Elders and all of that, but we don't really get into the what you call the controlled opposition, right? They'll let listen, if you see all the major or media outlets promoting a black person is always talking about racism and white supremacy, then you know good well they know that person's compromised. Behind the scenes, they made sure to say, oh, this is one of our good ones here. Yeah, they can go talk about racism and white supremacy, and we're going to finesse those, you know, poor black people who's watching their sons and their nephews and all of them die. I mean, that's fine, because we know she going to bring that bag over here. So we cool with that. Because anybody who's real about it, they don't get no support. They don't get anything. You understand? For instance, do you see them coming up here giving me millions of dollars of deals? No, because they don't like the way I talk. They know I'm real about what I'm saying about anything, because they know the truth is what bears that out. And I'm not trying to make no deals with them. I'm not trying. Now, I do business who I do business with, but I'm not going to sit up here and be begging nobody. I want to do everything on my own and be my own man and be a made man. You know what I'm saying? You don't sit up here and be begging these people, because if you sit up here and beg these people for something, especially as a black man, they're going to tell you put on the dress and bend your bussy over. That's what they're going to tell you, and that don't fly over here. So, they say Cullors is a begun her buying spree in L.A. A few years after the civil rights movement, they say that she, you know, is a part of Black Lives Matter hashtag. They've been getting money since way back then, y'all. And so that year, she bought a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bedroom home in Inglewood for $510,000. And said now it's worth $800,000. And said Cullors added her wife to the co-founder of Black Lives Matter in Canada to the deed in the family trust last year. Okay? So they said the couple married in 2016. And they said 2 years later, Cullors purchased a 4-bedroom home in South L.A., a multi-ethnic neighborhood. It says she paid $590,000 for these 1,725 square feet. Like, oh, I just can't. How? I don't get it. It ain't no way I'm going to spend $590,000 for a 1,700 square foot home. I'm not doing it. If I'm going to spend that much, that joker better at least minimum 5,000 square feet and above. It better be minimum in a fly neighborhood. Then they say the prices climb up to $720,000. Okay. So they say last year, they say she was spotted in the Bahamas. They said looking for a unit at the Albany. It's a real estate source who didn't want to be identified. They say the elite enclave is laid out on 600 Oceanside acres. Okay. They say it features a private marina, a designer golf course. Current homes, you know, for sale include a nearly 8,000 square foot, bedroom townhouse with a media room and marina views. The price is available upon request. Now, that's something to buy, 8,000 square feet, but not no freaking, you know, that mess that she'll buy it. But the people are questioning this here. They're questioning where the money reside. Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. I'm not just beating up on her, but the thing is, she's been the face of this. Behind the scenes, she's been getting paid. Other activists, people have been getting killed and everything since 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. Nobody's seeing no money, but this sister here getting broke off with deals. You know, white. You know, she talks about white supremacy and F white supremacy and all of that, but yet she's in white supremacist's face getting all the bag, right? Now, they came out after that pressure came out, because I'm going to tell you something. We all put pressure on Black Lives Matter. Then all of a sudden, they come up talking about, oh, we got a $21.7 million committed to grant funding and helping 30 black-led groups across the country. Okay. When Black Lives Matter say black-led groups, let's see who the groups are, because all the money that was given before was all to LGBT organizations. And listen, let's call it what it is. What we're doing in our bedrooms is not our issue. Our issue is state-sanctioned genocide by race soldiers. That's our issue. Our issue is discrimination. Our issue is, you know, dealing with, you know, microaggressions in every area in this country. Our issue is, you know, being discriminated, you know, in home loans and business loans and anything to do with finance. Our issues are, you know, fixing our neighborhoods. Our issues are having our neighborhoods not be food deserts. You know, we have so many issues. Our issues is not what we do with our penis and vagina. Okay. That's not really the issue that we have. And black folks do very well in that department. There is no issue with black folks, missing out on that. So that's why I don't think that should be even a focus when it comes to what we do as black folks. Now, the Black Lives Matter leaders would not specify how much money they took in from the prominent donors, okay? They say it's not clear how much Colors makes in salary as one of the leaders of the movement, since his finances are split among nonprofit and for-profit entities and difficult to trace. And that was done by design, because they did not want you, black people especially, to see exactly what they're doing with the money, okay? Now, they said that the group does not have a federal tax exemption and donations are filtered through AGBU charities and Thousand Currents, two nonprofits that manage the cash. But yes, they are a nonprofit now, okay? I'm letting you know that. Now, they said at the same time, Colors Incorporated, the nonprofit, she also set up the similar name BLM Global Network. It's a for-profit that is not required to disclose how much it spends or pays its executives. But it's called Global Network Foundation now, okay? And they just got their 501c3. That's why people found out about the $90 million. Because if they did not go to the nonprofit route, we never would have known about the $90 million. So this is what I say to black people. I say that if you see a victim of white supremacy and you want to help out that victim of white supremacy, what you need to do as black people is give to that family individually when they set up some sort of channel to do so. Don't give anything to these people. I mean, do you want to be paying for their houses in the Bahamas when black people are hurting? That money is not for you to go get something in the Bahamas. Come on, look, she's getting so much. She's buying homes everywhere. Okay, everywhere she buying a home, so you know the bag looking real good for her, and she been getting her money, and the people ain't been getting nothing. The 16 chapters of Black Lives Matter, you know, they got dry pockets. They spend their own money to do different things. The people are putting their lives on the line fighting for black folk. Why this woman here, she's just like them folks. And let me tell you something. You got people like that that will sell out as control opposition to be no different than your daily oppressor, black people. They got people like that. You know, people like Roly Poly Martin, he's one of them, controlled opposition. When you hear him talking about Democrat this and Democrat that, I'm going to get you too and all that, like, you ain't going to do crap. You're not. You control opposition. You got to watch folks like that. Because the real ones don't get invited to the luncheons. And the real ones, don't be surrounded by a bunch of Mzungus like that. Because if you're going to be surrounded by some, that's going to be the ones that's really real about it. And the ones that's really real about it, they usually know that they can't be upfront in white society like that. Unless you control opposition. So they may do something in the background with you. But they know their people. So what I'm saying about this, the Patrice Cullors thing, I'm not against black people having anything. I love to see black people have something. If she had, you know, did all that on her own and business and she bought that, I'd be like, man, what did you do? Let us know. But she did this under the guise of the pain of black people. The deaths of black people made Black Lives Matter rich. And the families of these people, sure, they get a settlement and Benjamin Crump is right there to help them, well, you know, get his cut of that settlement. But the thing is, brothers and sisters, you got to put a stop to it. You got to let them know that this, when you see Patrice Cullors and all these other ones out here talking about the movement, you so far from the movement. Patrice Cullors talked about white supremacy, and she went into a neighborhood that only has 1% black people. She didn't even go to a black area like in Atlanta or whatever. Or she didn't come to somewhere like Houston that has a significant black population. No, she go to populations where there's hardly no people that look like her and her wife. But she around them folks. When you're talking about white supremacy. Like, can you imagine that? You imagine going to stay in a complete white neighborhood. He's only a blip of black folk there. And you're talking about white supremacy oppressing me. And then white folks going to look at you like, how you figure? You in this neighborhood? That's what they're going to tell you. You say, you talk about us so much, we can't be that bad. You know, I mean, you in this neighborhood, you bought an HOA and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Because she's controlled opposition. Black Lives Matter is controlled opposition. You brothers and sisters that's in the streets and say Black Lives Matter, you know, that's part of the movement. Like I said, that's the ones that deserve, you know, the funds. Not those people. So the only way we could do that, ladies and gentlemen, is to delegitimize Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, because we have the power to delegitimize them. I don't respect them. I don't respect what they're doing. I respect the grassroots. I respect the brothers and sisters that's in the streets daily. Brothers and sisters that's out there not getting paid a check. Those are the ones that need to get, you know, some help. They need the checks. They need the donations. They need the Cash Apps and the Zelles and PayPal, anywhere else that you could donate to them. Venmo. Those people need it. Because ones like Patrice Cullors here, you know, she's the one that's being put on Front Street, but it's not about just her for me. It's about the finessing of the white liberal, because one thing that this report's not doing, what we did on our news report, we told you what group was behind all this. See, they still stay on code. They don't want to expose, you know, everybody, but they just put Patrice Cullors out here. Even though she's good to start with, but she's not the main one. She's just being controlled opposition. That's all. And we as black people got to pay attention to who's controlled opposition. We got to pay attention to where all this money is going. And why isn't it going to the families? And that's something that you got to stay on them about. Make them cut those checks out to black people. Make them.